him.
Well, I think that's great. He deserves it. He's done a lot of work here in a short period of time. So, you know, I think that's great for the organization and good for him. He deserves it.
So much instability and uncertainty in the situation in Atlanta. And now that you come here, it looks like the opposite is in place. What does that do for players when you have a sense of the direction?
Well, I think it's huge when you have a common goal in the room and you know where you're going or where you want to go. When I was in Atlanta, it was kind of so up and down that, you know, I wasn't real sure what was going to happen. But, you know, now that we're here and we're all settled in and everyone's, you know, trying to get ready for the season and get things going, it's an exciting time of year. And but I think when you have a common goal like we do in the room, and that's to win, you know, you're moving in the right direction.
Is it important for players to know who's clearly in charge and who's setting the direction of things too? Does that matter?
Yeah, you know, we're all in it together. It's a group effort, but you know, to see people get rewarded is obviously you know, very very good for the club, and you know, Chevy deserves that. So he's rewarded a lot of us with some nice contracts, and now it's just our job to go out there and you know, get some W's you know, in the win column.
Where do you see your defense compared to last season?
I think it's, I mean, we've had a long summer to think about what we can do. You know, I think we brought in some guys back that are going to help us, and some guys that that are new faces around the organization that will help us too. So, you know, I'm not sure what the clear, you know, specific top six is right now, but you know, there's a lot of guys here that are capable of being good players in this league, and it's good to see a kind of a friendly competition going on.
There was an ESPN ranking of defensemen released the other day. It had three of you guys in the top 50, I think it was. Did you pay much attention to that? Or?
I just found out about 30 seconds ago before you guys turned on the camera, so I don't really pay attention to that stuff. I'm not really one for individual stuff. It's very nice and to be mentioned like that, but you know, if I can help my team win and I'm doing the right thing for the team, that's what I worry about.
You got the three in there, you and Buff, of course, and Toby. Mm-hmm. You gave up a lot of goals last year. You ranked in the league bottom 10, maybe. I forget exactly where you were. And you have to cut that down this year, right?
Yeah, that is the goal. Is to.
Is that all on the blue line? Or?
It's a group effort. You know, from the goalie on out, it's a group effort. You know, Pav bailed us out quite a bit. It probably could have been a lot worse of a stat if you're looking at those. But, you know, it's just got to be a group effort. We've got to be more consistent. It's not just one or two guys. It's got to be, you know, everyone going on the same page. And I think if we're doing that, we'll be all right.
You mentioned Pav bailing you. They didn't even rank him in the top 25. So you probably disagree with that.
I think he's a great goalie, and he's really good for us. I don't know what most of those rankings go on stats, which I think is pretty weird, but you know, that doesn't mean that you know, he's not a great goaltender for us. So we're confident in what he can do, and rankings is not something that I think too many guys pay attention to.
You saw Buff's hit last night when he knocked the guy to the.
I did, yeah.
The boards.
Yeah, that was a nice hit. That was good.
You seen that before often?
I've seen it a couple times, but you know, Buff's a big boy. He's a strong, guy. So you know, when he's playing physical like that, he's tough to stop.